Welcome to the Sherry Group Podcast, presented by the Sherry Group, LLC. Enjoy the episode.
Yes, welcome to the Sherry Group Podcast. My name is Drew Demery, joined with David Sherry, as always. Dave, how are you doing today?
I am really good, Drew. It's sunny here in Iowa today, so that's exciting. And I'm looking forward to a chance to have a return guest.
Absolutely. Yep. We've got Kelly Rossabow joining us once again here on the podcast. She joined us a few seasons ago, filling us in on how she started her camp and the journey over the past 30 years of starting a program. So welcome back, Kelly.
Well, hi, guys. I'm happy to be back with you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us. So Kelly, you are the owner and operator of Camp Eagle Ridge. Tell us a little bit about your camp.
Happily. Camp Eagle Ridge is a boys and girls leadership camp, which basically means that we're very much a traditional summer camp. We do over 50 different activities. And one other kind of fun we have is teaching kids leadership. And we give them actual hands-on opportunities to practice leadership, to lead teams, to work through concepts of creativity and problem solving and conflict resolution. And it's just another dimension to our camp that we really think gives kids an edge and makes them, you know, social navigators and really successful people.
Yeah. Wow. Sounds like a cool program. I can't wait to dive into the details. Can you tell us in general terms, once again, about your teen leadership program? What's it all about?
Yeah, our program, and I know these programs go by different names for different folks. For us, it's a CIT, counselor and training program. Mm-hmm. And then the second level is a JC or junior counselor program. Mm-hmm. Our kids are selected to go into the program. So we take 10 boys and 10 girls into the program every year in a combination of that CIT and JC program. So first, kids are invited to be a part of the CIT program. And then after a successful experience as a CIT, they can be invited to be in the JC program and continue that education. Part of what we're trying to accomplish in that tiered program is giving kids an opportunity to find out if working with other young people is for them. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I find I run into is sometimes kids want to be in the program because they think it's the only viable option to stay at camp, which isn't the case. Our kids can stay at camp through the age of 17, and many do. But instead, I'm kind of helping them to split that love and go, do I love camp? Or do I also love working with younger folks? Do I love coaching? Do I love teaching? And all of the elements that eventually make for a really successful staff person.
Awesome. Dave?
So I'm just curious, when do kids start getting interested in getting involved with the leadership development program or your CIT program? Is it something that they early on in their camp career, they look to? Is that part of sort of the program progression that they are looking at going, wow, I can't wait till I can do that? Or is that something that is kind of presented to them as they reach that age group?
I think that's you're accurate in saying that it's something that from the time they're like, you know, starting at 7 years old, they're already looking at the folks that are already CITs and JCs and going, wow, I'd really like to do that someday. You know, I think they aspire to be as wonderful and giving as those folks are. So it's a program that does tend to feed itself. And that's part of why I'm also an advocate for selection into the program. Mm. Sometimes children can't distinguish between, you know, a CIT, a JC, and an actual staff member. You know, because let's face it, those folks could be 16, 17, and 18. And to a seven-year-old, they just all look like grownups.
Sure.
you know. And so those 16 and 17 year olds represent me and represent our camp as much as our staff does in many ways. So they're selected for what they've already shown us in terms of their abilities to be great role models, their abilities to help other people and kind of being in it for the right reasons. So I find that our kids are looking at that program almost from the very first year they arrive at camp.
So what are some of the goals that you have? What are some of the things that you, when you talk about your leadership development program, this is what we're hoping to accomplish. We have some goals for the campers. We probably have some goals for the camp. Can you talk about what some of those are?
Yeah, I think for the camp, we're really hoping to develop staff members. For decades, honestly, I was in a very luxurious position of growing our own staff. I had probably spent at least a decade where I didn't have to recruit, which was a pretty great place to be, let's face it.
Yeah, right. Dream come true.
COVID kind of put the kibosh on that for me and gave me a little comeuppance, and I'm, you know, back to start. But, you know, this year I'm already seeing a nice number of my new staff members have come out of my CIT and JC program again now. So the interruption threw us back a little bit, but now we're coming back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to grow my own staff members really has a lot of advantages. First of all, I don't have to spend my time in recruiting and everything. And the folks that I'm hiring have had 2 years of training. Not to mention the experience of having been campers. And there's a lot that's advantageous about that. My folks that, you know, come out of our CIT and JC program already know how camp works, start there, have a great love for it, and feel actually very protective of it. They don't want anybody to mess up, you know, the good stuff that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all in on, you know, keeping a very, very high standard. And because of the actual program that we do for our CITs and JCs, and I can elaborate more on that in a bit, they've been well-trained. You know, part of our goal in their program is to parcel out staff training in bite-sized bits. So they've already had experiences in talking about behavior management and emergency procedures and healthcare and, you know, child protection, how to create a theme night. They've had all of those experiences as part of our program so that when they then become a full-on staff member, they really are hitting the ground running, and we're able to do staff training then at a much higher level.
Yeah, no, that's such a big piece, right? And that's something that we've talked about, and the other camps that we've been talking to have been saying as well, that they have a love for camp. Not to take, you know, we don't want to take anything away from hiring new staff, right? You can, a lot of great staff come to camp who haven't come through the program, but I don't want to take away from that at all. That's certainly great. But when these staff come up through the program, first of all, they know where things are, right? They know where things are.
That's a help.
They know the traditions. They got a real foot forward and just understanding all of this. But the other piece of it, I would assume that you would agree, is that you know them. Not necessarily that they've been interviewing since they were 7 years old, but you know who these kids are.
You know, you really can't say enough about that, you know, because not only do I feel like I know them, but I've oftentimes had opportunities to see them kind of at their best and at their worst. And when you're interviewing somebody, you know, not from your program, and again, there are a lot of advantages to that. I love the fresh eyes on our program that happens when you have somebody new step into it. So there's real great advantages to that. But when you have somebody who came from your program, you know, they're not just showing you their best selves in an interview like we all want to do. I've already had opportunities to see them like fall apart and get put back together.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them make mistakes. I've seen how they handle that. I've had the opportunity to see how they take feedback, because that's a part of our CIT and JC program too, is we do evaluations with them just like we do with our staff. And they've had the opportunity to receive feedback, and let's see what you do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what makes for a terrific staff.
I think it was, not to go back to last week's episode, but Drew, I think you were talking about that, how important it is for staff to know how to take feedback.
Yep, absolutely. I'm beginning to see some common themes here between these programs. One being this idea, you get to know your new staff members through years in their leadership program. I'm seeing also that there's a level of, yeah, feedback that they're getting, and multi-year programs, multi-week programs, and taking some things directly out of the staff manual and teaching that to these kiddos when they're in the program. I'm beginning to see some common threads here, Dave.
Yeah, it's kind of fun too, isn't it?
It's really fun.
We're seeing consistent things in quality programs. So you talked about the benefit or the goal for the camp, right? Is that we're getting some great staff out of this and staff that we know. We do things for our campers first, right? So what's the goal or the objectives that you're hoping your campers take out of it?
Absolutely. One of the things I'm clear with both our staff and our CITs and JCs with is for us, our CITs and JCs are still campers. They're not staff. And therefore, it is okay for the spotlight to be on them, for it to be about their own personal development. And it's okay for it to be about just their goals. One of the things that has become more important is understanding what their individual goals are. Like, I want to be a pilot. I want to be an electrical engineer. I want to be, you know, and how that fits in with what we're doing at camp. And we've seen that really help also increase our transition from JC to staff, because they need to know, like, okay, well, why is it more important that I continue my career here at camp than I go do an internship at this, you know, closet store? And one of the things that we've done is try to really connect the skills that they're learning at camp with the skills that they're going to have in their future career. You know, so for example, I have a young lady who just got her match day for, you know, her medical doctor, you know, how they get matched in their residencies, who was a staff member, who was before that a CIT and JC, and before that a camper. And she talked about how her experience as a CIT and a JC, and then, you know, down the line as a staff member, really impacted, influenced her ability then to become a medical doctor. You know, she drew the lines from, hey, I learned how to, you know, resolve conflict, whether it was with myself and another person or two other persons. I learned how to organize and plan. I learned time management. I learned how to have difficult conversations. I learned how to care for people with empathy and compassion. All those things fit straight in. And I promise you, I can do that with every single like career choice somebody could throw me. You know, you want to be a plumber? I'm going to tell you how being a camp counselor is going to help you do that. Yeah. And I think making it that apparent and that intentional is what keeps our young people around and in this career field until they get to, you know, perhaps their ultimate goal.
Yeah, I love that life skill piece, right? Even you talked about a selection process, or, you know, kids applying for this program. For a lot of them, even just learning how to fill an application might be the first time that they've applied or have interviewed. And those are all life skills that just build upon each other, that builds confidence and prepares them. That's great. And I love your use of the word intentional. That I think that is the key that, Drew, as you're talking about things that we're seeing, see consistently in these interviews, that intentional design, intentional program is really probably the strongest thing that is coming through, is that we have to be very intentional and invest in planning and being intentional.
Guys, let's take a quick break here and then we'll dive back in. I really want to know how Kelly is doing this and the fact that she got to design this program at a camp that she designed and its evolution over the years. So a lot more to come. Let's take a quick break.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by the Sherry Group, LLC. The Sherry Group specializes in serving summer camps and nonprofits nationwide, now offering executive coaching, master planning, fundraising, and staff training services. Contact the Sherry Group today to learn more. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Yes, welcome back to the podcast. This is Drew Demery, joined with David Sherry and Kelly Rossabo. The Sherry Group podcast. Today, we're talking about Camp Eagle Ridge and their incredible CIT and junior counselor program. Kelly was just giving us some insight into the outcomes for the campers and the camp. How are you doing this, Kelly? Can you walk us through like a schedule and what does this program really specifically look like?
Yeah, our CITs and JCs come for either 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So we've got a fair amount of time to work with these young people. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that we do to kind of make that all happen is the first hour of every day, right after breakfast, the rest of our camp is in what we call our leadership workshops. And I realize that that's pretty unique in the camp world, but you know, it could be an activity session for someone else. And during that time, our young people, you know, our CITs and our JCs are meeting at what we call CIT Square, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, a physical location that actually is right outside my office door. And there's some intentionality about that too. It is my two assistant directors that work directly with this program and teach it on the daily. But because it happens right outside my office door, it's pretty typical for me to stop in. You know, even if it's to stop in and say hello and check in on how everyone's doing, or if I stay a bit longer and kind of listen. First of all, my CITs and JCs are a really great source of information for myself. If I want a temperature read on how a cabin is doing, or, you know, how camp in general is doing, they really tend to have the pulse of it. Mm-hmm. And of course, I care about how they're doing and how they feel they're progressing in the program. So some days I stay for a little bit, some days I stay for a long bit, some days I intentionally come and teach myself or co-teach with one of my assistant directors. It's one of my favorite things I do because I need to know these folks as well as my assistant directors, because come the end of that season, you know, who am I looking at for next year's staff? Mm-hmm. So I definitely am very motivated to spend time, particularly with this group. Now, every day they have something different going on. And I actually pulled up our 4 week schedule and I'm looking at our counselor and training schedule. And now our counselors in training and our junior counselors do train together quite often. And then the junior counselors will often break out in the afternoon and have their own separate time with one of my assistant directors as well. Mm-hmm. But during the first week, they're doing like an icebreaker or a game. They're reviewing our CIT and JC manual, kind of what the expectations are, you know, what is that role, talking about, you know, what does it mean to be a camper? What does it mean to be a staff member? And where does that cross over for the CITs and JCs? Because I think that's one of the harder things, you know, for them to get as a concept. What's my role? What's not my role? And then we also introduce our coaching card, you know, how we're going to coach them, how we're going to evaluate them, how we're going to give them feedback. Because I think those are things that's really important to know up front. Day two, we get right into things like child protection and, you know, crushes, personal issues, abuse. And we go through our own child protection contract. Again, this is something we think is important to have front loaded so that they know what their expectations are and they can be, you know, on the forefront of child protection as well. Having a safe environment is really key to us because safety is kind of the basis for everything else we do. You can't learn if you don't feel safe. You can't make connections if you don't feel safe. We get into things, you know, later in the week, like team building activities, technology cautions, emergency procedures. They do a session with our camp health manager, and they talk about their role in healthcare, a lot of which is preventative, but also, you know, their favorite thing is to say they've been Band-Aid trained. They know now that they can actually go right into the health center, get that Band-Aid and apply it and how to log it in the logbook. So they have a step in that whole healthcare chain of command. And then, you know, they actually start their theme night planning right at the end of that first week, because one of the culminating activities for our CITs and JCs is to plan an all camp event night. Mm-hmm. Now, as you can imagine, that's a pretty major undertaking. They have to choose what the theme's going to be about. They have to assign roles. They have to figure out if there's going to be costuming. Is the kitchen involved? Will there be a meal involved? What are the games? What equipment do we need? How much lead time do we need to be able to get the, you know, the equipment that we need? Do we have to order anything from Amazon? You know, And I'm like, look, this is Mellon, Wisconsin. We don't get one day delivery. So we have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
So that big, you know, event planning starts right away in the first week, because that's something that's going to kind of carry through their training. We get into then week two, we're looking at things like risk management. We're teaching them how to do lesson plans. Our CITs, that's that first step. One of their objectives is to learn how to teach activities, how to coach. So, you know, we want them working side by side with instructors in an activity area that they feel very comfortable with, that they want to learn more about. You know, we'd be having you, you know, assisting the kayaking instructor so you can watch the lesson, start to teach parts of the lesson as you get more comfortable. And then, you know, we're going to flip that in the next week where you get to be the primary and the instructor is going to be by your side just to assist you. And of course, if, you know, lifeguards are needed, that's there too. But, you know, but that's kind of the development in learning how to teach activities. Mm-hmm. For our junior counselors, they are also teaching activities, but they're also learning how to develop leadership workshops and do that part of our curriculum. So each one of them is going to design and develop a leadership workshop, which then they practice teach to the rest of the CIT and JC group, and eventually to another small group of staff members, or sometimes we have alumni and guests, but they get a chance to practice teach it, and then they'll teach it to a group of campers. Mm-hmm. So again, everything's kind of developed in stages where, you know, we dip our toes in, we get feedback, we try a little bit more, we get more feedback. Yeah. And then boom, we're doing it actually with the campers.
Kelly, you started this camp 30 years ago. I'm imagining almost everything has evolved. Can you tell us a little bit about how this program has evolved, maybe some of the lessons that you've learned, some of the challenges that you've overcame?
Yeah, when we started camp 30 years ago, we didn't have a CIT or JC program. Start there. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just getting our feet on the ground and kind of figuring things out. And I actually remember one of our very first CITs did not come from our program. It was somebody who had approached me, you know, kind of on the outside and said, well, you know, I think mom probably said, I have a 16-year-old daughter and she'd like to learn how to be a counselor. You know, do you have something? Mm-hmm. Good news. It worked out well. And she ended up being a staff member for several years and we're still in touch. But it was, you know, it was kind of a slow build. And I'd like to think that, you know, year to year, we've continued to refine it. One of the blessings I've had is our folks who run the program went through the program. Mm. Before they were my assistant directors, they were my counselors. And before that, they were my CITs and junior counselors. Mm-hmm. So they actually experienced the program themselves from that end. And now they're in a position to be able to lead the program. You know, looking down the road, that can be a, you know, a beautiful benefit of knowing what it feels like to be on both sides of that. And I think one of the things that my assistant directors bring to that I couldn't is that, you know, they sometimes know sort of how hungry the CITs or JCs are for responsibility, how hungry they are for feedback on how they're doing. They know what it's like to be in those shoes. So I think they're very in tune with what the needs are of the group.
Yeah, that's great.
Does your program have a seasonal CIT and JC director or coordinator, or are your assistant directors managing the programs?
So I have two assistant directors, Kenzie and Nick. And Kenzie takes point on our CIT program and Nick takes point on our JC program. Mm-hmm. Now, Nick and Kenzie work hand in glove. They've been terrific partners for a lot of years. So they really work together as the program as a whole. And then they each take individual responsibility for kind of the different parts of it.
Interesting.
What I love about that is that these campers who are in the program are through the process, building a relationship with who their supervisors may be, right? If they continue on to be staff. And I think it's also showing how valuable the program is that you're having somebody assigned to manage that program who is the assistant directors.
That's how important we consider the program. I mean, I think, you know, we're putting our key people in places where they need to be. like you said, they potentially are going to be their supervisors, you know, to be able to train the staff that you'll eventually work with.
Sure.
And, you know, is a wonderful thing. So I think it's advantageous both ways.
Well, you know, this is a culmination of the camper's experience. They've been coming to camp for a lot of years, and this is it's a big deal for them. So it warrants the real intentionality and real strong leadership. It also is a great learning experience for them, which of course warrants that. But then talking about the staffing, and it's just, I love that you have your assistant directors running that.
It's really cool. Kelly, we've just got a couple minutes left here. And so I'm wondering if there are any parting messages or wisdom that you would like to share with our audience about how they might go about creating or managing a successful program like you have.
One of the things I think is most important is to really define the goal that you have for the program. I've seen other camp programs where their CIT or LIT program is more of a senior camper program. And that's okay if that's your goal for it. But if your goal is to develop staff, then I think you have to have a curriculum that matches that. And you have to invest in that. And it's worth the investment because, as we know, you know, we can put a lot of time and resources into recruitment. And why not do both at the same time? Why not develop a great program that keeps your senior campers challenged? And gives them new responsibilities, but also grows your staff. I would say some of the other elements of our program that I think are really worthwhile are we do a day where we take that group and visit a couple other camps in the area. Mm-hmm. And by in the area, we're in the North Woods. So, you know, that can be a couple hours away. but we try to see a boys' camp, a girls' camp, and then maybe another kind of camp, which could be a family camp or a tripping camp. I think we can be very camp centric, where, you know, my kids who have grown up with me think that there's no other way to do camp but the way we do camp. And I think it's a really great experience to get out and visit other camps and see that it can be done in other ways. And then it's a terrific conversation, you know, on the van ride back, you know, the next morning, like, hey, you know, what did you love about that other camp? And hey, we've borrowed ideas, you know, great ideas deserve to be replicated. You know, what didn't you care for? You know, mm-hmm. what would you do differently? And I think that that's a really great conversation because you can get very like, this is the only way. And certainly it's not. One of the other things I love to do with them at the end of their experience is to do a camp in 10 years, like dream experience with them. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, in 10 years, what would you like to see happen at our camp? You know, what kind of site development should we do? How should we be doing program? How, you know, what kinds of things would be on your dream list? And those are great ideas for me. I'm always at that session because I want to hear straight from them, you know, what's important to them? What do they think, you know, should be coming down the line? Because as we do our long-term planning, boy, you know, having the input of those young people who have been a part of our program and hopefully will continue to be a part of our program is really important. So they're in a unique perspective to be able to participate in something like that.
Great advice, Kelly.
Yeah, camp in 10 years. I love that idea. That's a talking piece maybe we should all be having with all of our staff. Drew, there's, you know, you brought up this idea of themes, like the intentionality of it, but also just the multiple weeks over multiple years. And just consistently seeing successful programs who are having consistent themes in it. And Kelly, really appreciate you sharing yours.
Well, thanks. I think it's a, you know, really worthwhile place to invest in your camp.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. Well, guys, that's time. My name is Drew Demery. I'm joined with David Sherry, and our guest today was Kelly Rossabo from Camp Eagle Ridge. Kelly, thanks for joining us. And audience, we will see you next time.
This has been the Sherry Group Podcast, presented by the Sherry Group, LLC. Thank you for listening.